Martha Shulman couldn't stop smoking. Every night before she went to bed, she had to have two packs. Desperate for surcease, she went into hypnotism therapy. Her therapy worked, and she was never again troubled by a desire to smoke. Instead, she bit her nails. She returned to the hypnotist and was cured of nail biting, but now she was an overeater. Martha went back to the hypnotist. He went to work on her, and after three sessions, she gave up overeating. However, in the ensuing 2 weeks, she drank 17 quarts of whiskey. Once again, she went back for treatment. Once again, she was cured. Once again, she developed a new compulsion, not sleeping. Once again, she returned to the hypnotist. Once again, the hypnotism worked. She found she could sleep fine, but not alone. Martha became an ecstatic fornicator, and she never went back to the hypnotist again, ever. And the moral of the story is, when you are finished with therapy, no one has to tell you. You will know it.
You are invited to stay tuned for Poker by Proxy on 7 Second Delay with Ken and Andy. We heard Albert King in there. I had a peek at Matt Five Ash's playlist for Weekly World Blues tonight and saw he was going to play that song, so I played it preemptively. Ha ha, Matt. Born Under a Bad Sign by Albert King. Babe Rainbow did Cool Cat Vibe Romano with 8x8, Something New from Lane Steinberg and Alex Kudchenko, file sharing from America to Ukraine. We heard Are You Gaslighting Me, Alexa? Alexander Berger DNA, Don't Ask, I Don't Know. And Gus Bodenheim, helping us to rediscover radium. My name's Irwin. Email me at irwin@wfmu.org. Please stay tuned for 7 Second Delay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you.
Hello, Jack and Henry.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's try that again. Say hello again.
Hello.
Hello.
There we go.
I remember a time when Ken would open the show saying hello to me.
Now, those days are past.
Yeah, when I was his favorite. So I have my 9-year-old grandsons here.
Yeah, you must have asked them how old they were before the show.
I wrote it down. I wrote it down on my wrist.
Yeah.
Jack 9, Henry 9. It's written on my wrist. Which of you guys is slightly older? They're twins.
Me. I'm slightly older.
But you have to say who's talking.
Henry's talking.
Henry's slightly older.
Henry, you can kind of tell Henry's slightly older.
Only by three minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
What happened during those 3 minutes in between you guys being born? What was going on?
I think Henry watched a bunch of R-rated movies, Jack, that you missed because you weren't born yet.
Is that true, Henry?
Henry ate all the ice cream he could eat.
Yes,
it was
did.
A really exciting 3 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And, Jack, you missed it.
It was the best 3 minutes I ever had in my
I
life.
I know. But maybe Jack will outlive Henry by 3 minutes. Maybe in 90 years. Maybe.
Maybe. Then,
yeah.
Maybe.
I know. Well, if you try your best, Jack, just like I'm trying my best to outlive Ken.
Keep trying.
And then this radio station is mine. All mine.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah. Going to be some changes made, baby. Going to be a cleansing. I mean, literally a cleansing.
We just got cleansed today. Can't you smell it?
You threw some bleach around? You threw some antiseptic around?
Yeah, you don't smell it?
Now that you mention it.
The whole building smells.
Not enough. We're going to need more bleach, guys. That's me. That's me taking over. I'll wait till you're in the ground.
So Henry and Jack were telling me they're fans of soccer and football. Is that right, you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, we like to play soccer, but we like to watch like football games.
And how do you feel about card games?
Pretty good. I play Spit and...
They play Spit? War, you ever play Spit?
There's War Go Fish.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
You ever play 52 card pickup?
No.
What's 52?
I don't like that game. Oh my
That's God. A trick. That's a trick that mentally challenged men play with each other.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. You throw a deck of cards up in the air.
Exactly.
And then you scramble to pick up as many as you can.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Whoever picks up the most wins.
Before the nurse comes and takes you back to the home, the special home, in the special bus.
And then there's slapjack. You guys ever play slapjack?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've slapjack a bunch
of times. We play games when we go on vacation. Our family plays board games.
I also like doing card tricks, like magic.
Yeah,
like
Jack that. Actually. Yeah, wait. If I give Jack a coin, he will amaze you. Jack, can you do a coin trick for Uncle Ken?
Yeah, I'll need like a quarter.
Is that a radio trick?
Well, I'm afraid I put all the quarters in the parking meter. Will it work with a nickel?
I don't know. I'll make this.
It's not a magic nickel. I left my magic nickel home.
It needs to be but like...
Here's a nickel. Watch this, Ken. Wait, this is going to rock your world. Yeah, he's going to practice.
Right, okay. Putting the nickel.
Oh!
Whoa! Very good.
I know. It disappeared.
Yeah, Jack just disappeared a nickel.
Okay, seriously. It's fun to joke about it. I need that nickel. I need that nickel back.
Sorry.
Very well played, Jack. Jack's a nickel up.
Andy loves Nickelback.
So if you're just tuning in, here's the score. Henry is 3 minutes up, but Jack is a nickel up, right?
I probably have more money than
you. Well, we're playing for...
Does Henry have more money than you, Jack?
I have no idea.
I probably do.
No, you don't.
I probably do.
Because, Jack, you probably spend your money on magic tricks.
Exactly.
Well...
I spend my money.
Ken, you've seen a lot of kids. Have you ever seen cuter kids in your life?
Never. No, never.
And they're just two. I have seven. I have five more. Five more grandkids.
And that's
Can you imagine?
That's only this family.
Yeah. Plus, Molly and Evan have not been heard from
yet. Impregnated.
Yeah. Our family loves getting pregnant.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of families play touch football. A lot of families, you know, go on vacations together, skiing vacations.
You guys do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
I hear you. No, yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. We're fruitful, baby. Yeah. We multiply, baby.
So tonight we're going to play poker. Have you guys ever played poker?
Yes.
Once.
On a cruise.
Like, yeah.
Oh, your dad taught you?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, so they've played poker before.
Well, there was a...
We don't know how to play the whole thing because we didn't finish the game.
All right. Well, we are going to play full games tonight.
Here's the plan. Tell me if you think this is a good idea.
Yes.
I'm going to take a few minutes and do my best to teach Jack how to play poker. Ken is going to take a few minutes and teach Henry how to play poker.
The better one.
And then I'm going... and then I'm going to... give Jack $25 worth of chips. I'm going to stake Jack to a game of, I guess, five-card draw, right?
Yeah,
five-card draw, table stakes, right?
Yep.
And you're going to put up $25 and stake Henry.
Yes, sir.
And at any time, at any point in any hand, if you guys want advice, listeners can call and give you advice. If you have any questions, if you don't know what to play, okay? Maybe we should just start like that, without the tutorial.
No, I think we need to give them a little bit of a tutorial.
Okay. It's great to say the word tutorial, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tutorial. Yeah, it's a great word, isn't it, guys?
Let's all say tutorial.
Let's all say it together.
3, 2, 1, tutorial.
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 Off timing.
I waited.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I love the I needed the attention.
And for tonight's show, and tonight's show only, we refer to Andy as Pops, right?
Yes.
I'm Pops, and you're Uncle Ken.
Yep. All right, so Pops, why don't you go ahead and give Jack his lesson?
Okay. Jack, how much do you remember from, I guess your dad was trying to teach you, is that right?
Yeah, I barely remember anything.
Perfect. Okay, well, in poker, the object in poker is to get, you're going to have five cards. And you have to get the best hand, the best five cards at the table. You have to have a better set of five cards than Henry, right? And here's how you can get the five cards. You're going to be dealt five cards, and you might not like all your five cards. You might want new cards, right? You might want one new card or two new cards. You can have up to three new cards,
okay.
Right? And then you say, I want to give back these three cards, and you pick your worst cards, and then we will deal you three new cards. And we hope your new cards will make your hand better. Sometimes, you know what's funny? This is going to crack you up. Sometimes you give up three cards to try to make your hand better, and you get new cards, and you know what? Your hand is worse. That's just luck.
That's not going to happen to Henry.
Well, but if it does happen, Jack, and I'm talking to you, because you're my guy. You're my horse in this race. If it does happen, here's what you do. You pretend you have great cards. In poker, the trick is always pretend that your cards are the best. Don't let Henry see them. Don't let anyone see them. You're going to pretend they're the best. And then you're going to bet. You're going to say, I bet two chips or three chips. And Henry will be so scared, you're going to really bluff him. You're going to fake him out. That Henry will say, oh, okay, I give up. You can have all the chips. I believe you have the better hand. You're just bluffing him. It's a mind game. You know how Ken always plays mind games with people, like during the marathon? He pretends he needs all that money, you know? It's kind of like that. You're bluffing, like Ken bluffs every March. Right, Ken? Oh, we're going to go under. Oh, we need money to run the antennas.
Yeah,
and it's a big bluff. So Ken's getting money from listeners by fooling them, and that's what we're going to do in poker.
Okay, is your tutorial done?
Can I give him an example?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm shuffling these cards.
Get rid of those jokers.
Getting rid of the jokers. Yeah. I'm shuffling the cards. Now, how do you know a good hand from a bad hand? Well, that takes a little bit of practice. I'm going to tell you all the hands. In poker, if you have two cards that match, like, you know, there's a two, a three, a four, five, right? You know what comes after 10, Jack? The next highest card? A jack, right. You know what comes after a jack?
A queen.
Yes, and you know what comes after a queen?
A king.
And what's after the king, the highest card?
The ace.
That's right. So in poker...
Wow, these guys are
good. Yeah, these guys are good. In poker, you want to get a high hand. And a really good hand is if you have a pair, a matching set. Just kind of like when you play Go Fish. You're trying to get matches, mm-hmm. right? Do you remember that game, Go Fish? So in poker, you're trying to match cards. You know what a really good hand is? If you have a pair of tens. That's a good hand. And you know, if Henry has a pair also, but he has a pair of threes, guess who wins? The higher pair, yeah. Suppose you get three tens. Oh, my gosh. If you get three tens, you know what I suggest you do? Bet a lot, because I don't think Henry can beat that pair.
I bet I could.
Oh, then don't bet. It's a trick. It's a trap. Okay. So I'm going to show you a bunch of hands. Here's five cards. Ready? One, two, three, four, five. Let's say you're dealt those five cards, right? One, two, three, four, five. Now you can keep all five cards, or you know what you can do? You can say, I'm going to keep two of cards or three cards, or I'm going to keep one card, and I want new cards. I'm not 100% happy with this hand. If you were dealt this hand, it's a three of spades, a ten of hearts, a jack of diamonds, ten of diamonds, ten of hearts. If you were dealt that hand and you could get three new cards, what would you do? Or you could get two new cards, or you could get one new card, or you could say, I'm happy with these five cards. What would you do, Jack? You know what I would do?
What?
I would keep these two tens, right?
Yeah. And then
these two tens are pretty awesome because that's a pair.
Wait, is tens the best you can get?
No, tens are not the best, but I would keep them. Tens are pretty good. A pair, any pair is pretty good. And then I'd say, I'll take three new cards. And you put these, other cards down, those three, and you get three new cards. Let's see. Oh, my gosh. What if you got another 10? An ace, a nine, and an eight. Okay, so you have a pretty good hand. You have two tens, right? Don't let Henry see that hand. It's your secret. And if you have a good hand like that, you know what I would do? I would bet. What's the limit, Ken, on bets?
No limit.
No. Well, then the game will be over. The game will be over in 2 minutes. They only have 25 chips.
All right, you want to say the limit is five?
Yes, you could bet up to five.
Okay.
If I had two tens, you know what I would do? I would bet. I would bet three or four because that's a pretty good hand. I would bet that he doesn't have as good a hand as you, and whoever has the best hand wins all the chips in the pot. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It does. Does it make sense to you, Uncle Ken?
Yeah, it does.
I was just saying it out loud, and it makes very little sense to me.
But the chips are music discs.
Yes, the chips are these old 45s. They're pretty worthless. They're from the FMU record library. So believe me, they ain't worth much. Okay.
Okay, is your tutorial done?
We're going to do one more practice hand. Ready, Jack? And then Henry can, then Uncle Ken is going to teach Henry. Uncle Ken thinks he's a better teacher than I am. Ready? I know your mom's a great teacher, right? I wish she was here. Here's five cards. I'm going to randomly just shuffle the deck again. Five cards, and then we're going to play. We'll play out the hand. Ready? These are your five cards. Two of clubs, four of diamonds, queen, clubs, ace, king of clubs. Okay. That's your hand. You have five cards. You could get one new card, two new cards, or three new cards. What would you keep?
I'm keeping the ace and the king.
Exactly right. Your high cards, you keep them, and you'll say, I want three new cards, and I'm going to deal you these three new cards. Okay. Now, you didn't get a match, did you? You have an ace and a king high, right? But don't tell Henry you didn't get a match. You just smile confidently and nod your head as if you're holding a royal flush, okay? You just look confident. You psych him out. You bluff him out, okay? And then you say, I'm going to raise five chips. And Henry will be so scared of you, he won't know that you're lying. You're telling your brother a little bit of a lie. Usually we don't like to lie, do we?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah, of course. Sometimes you do. I mean, in school you do all the time. But not, I'm saying not in school. When you're not in school, you don't want to lie.
Oh, my God. It's so much fun to lie.
Really? You like lying?
Yeah.
Thank you, Uncle Ken. Okay. So here's... Can I do one more practice run with Jack? Because he's really going to have money of mine.
Yeah, well, Henry's going to really have money of mine.
I don't think Jack is ready for prime time yet. Can I just try one more practice run?
Sure. Can I do it, but while you don't?
Go ahead.
Okay, we're going to do. I'm not going to tell you anything this time. I'm just going to deal five cards to you.
Can I not show you?
Yes, you're keeping a secret. Here's five cards. Don't let me see them. You look at them. And then, based on those cards, you're going to have one round of betting. So you're going to, if you're confident, you bet one, two, or three chips. Okay, how's it looking? What do you think? Does it look good?
Don't
tell me anything. But now, if it looks pretty good, you might want to bet. You can say, I want to bet zero chips, or one chip, or two chips. Right now, even before you get more cards, you bet two times. So right now you're gonna bet now.
I'm gonna do zero right now.
Okay, zero right now. Okay, and how many cards do you want? Three?
I wanna exchange
three. Okay, exchange three. Here's three new cards. Okay, baby. Okay. You're playing with Uncle Andy's money. Okay, you're playing with Pop's hard earned money. Okay, now I don't know what you have, but I want you to pretend you have a great hand. You got it, like just a big, big gasp. Holy moly, can you believe your luck? That's it. That's it. You're bluffing him. You're scaring your brother. That's it. And now you say, I'm betting the maximum. I'm betting three.
I'm betting three.
One, two, three, 45. Okay, three records. Okay, and that should scare the pants off your brother.
No, it won't.
It won't. Oh, damn. These guys know each other pretty well. It's going to be hard to bluff each other. Okay, I think Jack is ready to roll.
Okay.
Now, at any point, Jack, at any point, you can take advice from listeners. You can ask for a lifeline from a listener. Ken and I can't help you once the game begins, but the listeners can help you. You can even tell the listeners what you're holding.
But then they have to take their headphones off.
You'll have to assess the downside to sharing your cards with the listeners. Because you know Henry will be listening.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a fatal flaw.
Well, no. They'll figure it out. Okay. So, Jack, now Henry's going to learn. Now Henry's going to have a lesson. You just listen to what Uncle Ken says.
Okay, Henry, you ready?
Yes.
So you remember that the cards are worth whatever the number is, 1 to 10.
Yeah,
right? And obviously 10 is worth more than 9, and 9 is worth more than 8. And do you remember what comes above 10?
Jack, queen, king, ace.
That's right. And you know how you can remember Jack, queen, king, ace in that order?
Yeah.
With this magic phrase, just quit kidding around.
Just quit kidding around.
Yeah, JQKA.
Thank you,
Jack, you remember that too.
And
I'm going to give that little sheet to
Jack, you remember it better than Henry.
Just quit kidding around.
I already know the order.
Yeah, everybody knows the order.
Okay, and Henry...
What they're not going to remember is that stupid mnemonic device.
And Henry, can you tell when your brother Jack is lying?
Yes.
Good. That's a really important thing to know, because he's going to be lying a lot.
How do you know when Uncle Ken's lying? Because his eyes are open.
Well, my eyes aren't open, so I guess I'm telling the truth right now. So, Henry, another thing to keep in mind is that you can bluff, you can pretend if you want, but whether or not you have a good hand or not is kind of easy to tell. If you have a pair of jacks, that's a good hand. That's the kind of hand you could win with.
Mm-hmm.
If it's less than a pair of jacks, don't know. Not so sure you could win with something less than a pair
of
jacks.
You're just trying to keep your money.
Jack, don't listen to him. You have any pair at all, you bet the roof.
You're just trying to keep your money.
Yeah.
Your money's all safe with me.
Yeah.
And Henry, don't forget also that three of a kind is better than two of a kind. Like if you had three tens.
That's the best thing in the world.
Three tens is better than two jacks. Four of a kind is even better.
Yeah, three.
Five of a kind is the best thing.
Five of a kind would be...
Oh, my God.
Well, you'd have some explaining to do at five of a kind.
Another thing is that if you get all your cards in a row, that's also a really good hand. That's called a straight. If you had a two, a three, a four, a five, and a six, but it's kind of hard to get.
Yeah, that would be game over. That would be pretty amazing.
It's kind of hard to get. Another really good hand is if you have three of a kind, three tens, and say two twos. That's called a full house.
Yeah, that's called a full house. That's right, Ken. That's going to happen.
Yeah, but just don't forget that you kind of need a pair of jacks.
I'm just so curious.
Or better.
Do you guys remember the mnemonic device that Uncle Ken shared with you?
Of course.
Just 3 minutes ago?
Yeah.
What was that phrase?
Just quit kidding around.
Very good.
No.
Okay, Jack, right. Queen, King, Ace.
Is that true? Just kidding around?
Yes.
Is that how you remember the order of cards?
Oh, no. I had a much better mnemonic device than that. I'm not allowed to say my mnemonic device on the air, though.
It's great to have the word. It's great to say the word mnemonic. All right. We're going to pony up money. Do you have cash? You have $25?
I do. I have $25 that I'm going to invest in Henry.
Yes.
I'm going to be staking Jack. This is hard-earned money. This is our Burger King money, guys. Jack, this is our dinner money. I promised, guys.
Oh yeah, you brought Jack and Henry here hungry.
Yeah, I did.
Was that on purpose?
Yeah, it was on purpose.
Yeah.
There you go. That's our pot.
How are we gonna break that up?
I guess we can't. I'll have to take it all
at the end of the night.
It won't matter, Jack's going home with all the money.
Andy just took my $25 and put down a $50. Yeah, that's going to be helpful.
Who's on a $50 bill? The answer is that guy right there.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, yeah, Grant.
Yeah.
But we were both right. Okay. Is it time to play? Now, do you want to take some tips from listeners that might give you some advice?
Yes.
Okay,
before we play?
Yes.
Okay. So we're at 201-209-9368. If you're an experienced poker player, if you're a card shark, 201-209-9368. If you've taught your kids or your grandkids how to play and you can explain things better than I did, please call Jack. 201-209-9368. Jack, just focus. Just focus.
Why are you so worried about Jack? I have total confidence in Henry.
Yeah.
I hate being the youngest.
Complete and total confidence.
Jack, who's 3 minutes younger, just said, I hate being the youngest.
But I'm the youngest.
That's true. You missed those magic 3 minutes.
By three very, very long minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Those were great 3 minutes. You know what happened during those 3 minutes? The ice cream truck came up. Ice cream pulled up, and the ice cream truck said, hey, everybody, it's a special day. Everything's free. Those were great 3 minutes.
We're looking for a couple of callers to call with advice for Henry and Jack at 201-209-9368. I think Andy might have forgotten to give out the phone number.
Oh, wait. The kids can give out the phone number. Hey, see the green numbers up on that?
201-209-9368.
That's it. That's the number. Hey, let's say hi to our first caller. You guys say hi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Uncle Ken.
Interesting.
Quit messing around, Uncle Ken. Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, are you guys doing blinds too?
No.
No, we're not doing blinds.
We're not doing blinds. We're trying to keep it kind of simple.
Yeah.
Right on. So my advice, are you guys done giving advice?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the kids are about to fly. They're about to leave the nest.
We want good advice for Henry and bad advice for Jack. Go ahead.
Hey.
Hey.
If you see a 2 or a 7 in your hand, go all in. 2s and 7s, go all in.
No.
Why would you say that?
Terrible advice. You guys.
Unless you have a pair of 2s.
I think that's great advice for Jack, but Henry, forget what that guy just said.
All in means put 5 chips in. 5 is the most you could put in.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, guys, say hi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hello.
I have the best advice for you guys for poker. I've been playing all my life.
Go ahead, sir.
I think I heard one of you guys say it. It's not about making money. It's about keeping what you have.
That's right.
I did not say that. Now, caller, would you say you are a happier man for having played poker your whole life?
Yes, I love it.
Okay.
You know what he meant by that, Henry? What he meant by that is if you don't have a pair of jacks or better, don't even bet.
We'll be winning a lot of hands. Okay, you bet the farm, Jack, with a nice high card then, or a nice low pair. Okay, thanks for calling.
Yes, good luck, guys.
Thanks.
Bye, thank you.
It's brother against brother. Okay. It's like the Civil War. This is pretty poignant, pretty emotional.
All right, are we ready to go?
No, let's take one more call. Somebody else have advice, 201-209-9368. Say hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Hello. My name's Harrison, and I play poker a lot with my dad.
Uh-huh.
And he taught me to have a really, really bad hand, to bluff and say something like, I have a really, really good hand.
Uh-huh.
That's a great idea. Did you hear that, Jack?
Yes.
If you have a bad hand, you say, oh, boy, I've never been this lucky. Like you try to bluff. You try to fool your brother.
Thank you for the advice.
That's a great tip.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome.
Hey, do you guys want to say hi to your friends? Do you have friends that are listening?
Hi, guys.
Rainer, if you're on, hi. I hope you're having a good day.
But if you're not listening, just ignore that, right?
Okay.
Just ignore that hello. But if you're listening, hello.
Well, if he wasn't listening, he wouldn't even hear it.
Shut up. Go ahead, Jack. Do you have anything to say?
Yeah, if any of my friends are listening, hello. And if any of my family is listening, hi to you too.
And how about your enemies? Anything?
Enemies, get out.
No. Say hello to your enemies. Believe me. They're going to be, believe me, it's easier. Life is easier in the long run. Be nicer to them. Your friends can't really help you at the end of the day. Okay. Any more advice, do you think? Oh, look, we have the phone's lit up. At any point, you guys can take advice from listeners.
Henry, I should remember when I said if you don't have a pair of jacks or better to not bet?
Yes.
Yeah, we remember that. Great advice, Ken. Okay, here we go.
You have to bet in order to see what your brother has.
Okay, no one understands what you're saying now.
Right, so if you don't bet on the second round of betting, then automatically Jack wins. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Ken.
So okay. I was kind of drunk when I said that.
Yeah. Ken, you lost him at Just Quit Kidding Around. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Just quit kidding around.
Okay. Now, from this moment on, Ken and I cannot help you. The game's about to begin.
Yes.
But you can always ask for help. You can say, I'd like some help. And the listener's going to help you. Although, the price you pay is you might have to share what you're looking at with the listeners.
Oh, and there's a very important detail that we haven't gotten into, which is that at the beginning of the game, you each have to put one record in. It's called the ante.
That's right. Here we go. Everyone put a record in the middle. Okay, and here's our first hand. If you, Ken and I can't help you from this point on. Good luck, guys. But you can ask for help, and a listener can help you. You might have to tell the listener what you're looking at. And Jack, if Henry shares something with the listeners, you'll have to pay attention and listen, because that is inside information, baby. That is very valuable.
Shut up and deal.
Here we go. Here's five cards. One, two for each. That's your third card. That's your fourth card. Now you each have five cards. Now Ken and I are going to take a step back and let you guys go at it.
Okay, stay close to the microphone, though.
Okay, that was officially Henry's deal. So, Jack, you decide. You look at your cards. If you like what you see, you can either pass, that means not bet, or you can bet one or two or three.
Am I allowed to?
Yes, you can. Like, no. First you're going to bet.
First you got to bet based on what you
and
have
And then you'll
now.
Bet. You're going to bet a second time in a few minutes.
Can I bet zero?
Yes, you can bet zero. Okay, Henry, you can either bet zero or you can raise it and bet something.
I don't want to bet either.
Yeah, there's
you can force Jack to bet if you think you have something good.
Well, that he'd have to bet though himself.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no bets. They're both checking. Okay. Jack, how many cards would you like?
I would like three.
Do you want to ask listeners for help or do you want to just do this yourself?
I'll do this myself.
Okay. Here comes three new cards. I hope that improved your hand. Now watch how Jack bluffs. Watch this. I trained him myself, Ken.
Okay,
Jack, look at your five cards. And now...
And Henry, pay attention to Jack.
And now bluff. Here we go. Whoa, look, his eyes are going wide. He can't believe his luck. Go ahead. Oh, he's giving a thumbs up. He's very happy with that hand.
But Henry knows how to tell if Jack is lying.
Oh!
He is lying.
I forgot they were brothers.
Okay, Henry.
They share a bedroom.
How many cards
do you want, Henry?
Two.
Oh, no, that is intimidating. That might mean that Henry's looking at three good cards. Here's two new cards, Henry. Okay. And now you guys have a new hand, and now you're going to bet for the second and last time. Jack, you could bet zero, you could bet one, two, or three. If you want to ask a listener for help, you can do that. How many are you betting based on your hand?
I think I actually want help.
Okay, you want help?
Yes.
201, 209, 9368. My grandson could use a little guidance. He needs a poker angel.
All right, just waiting for that call at 201-209-9368.
Maybe someone that called. Maybe the kid that called 10 minutes ago.
Harrison?
Harrison, who's played his whole life, whose dad taught him to play. We should have kept Harrison on the phone.
You're right, we should have. Well, here we got a call right now.
Okay. Jack, do you remember the mnemonic device, the little sentence? Okay.
Hi. Okay,
hi. What's your name?
Hi. I met a magician.
Tell me what that was about, Ken.
They're gone.
What was that about, though?
He was about, I believe he was related to a magician. And he was about to tell us his life story.
Oh, we'll never know it now.
Yeah.
So, Jack.
Our loss.
Okay, here's another call. We'll try this one. Okay, Jack, this is your tutor, your poker tutor. Hi, thanks for calling and helping my grandson.
Hello.
This is Jack. So, Jack, why don't you ask the tutor for some advice?
What do you think I should do? So, like...
Jack,
I don't...
It sounds like your brother's soft. Just always bet. Push him out. You'll be able to push him out of the game every time.
Well, Jack might want to tell you what he's holding.
But then Henry will find out.
It won't mean anything to Henry. He's forgotten that mnemonic device.
No, he hasn't.
Just quit kidding around.
Just quit kidding around.
Okay, so... So, Jack, why don't you ask this? What is your name, listener?
It's Zachary.
Zachary.
Okay. Zachary, this is Jack. Jack, what do you want to ask Zachary?
So, if you're saying I should bet, but, like, then I'll lose all my... Then I'll lose sometimes, and then...
Yeah, but it's not your money, for one, and you always got to go in assuming you're going to lose whatever you are with. So, really, I would... Your brother seems like you'll be able to push him out. Bet a little bit, and he probably won't call you.
Okay, so you're betting one?
Okay. All right, thanks,
Henry. The bet is one to you. You could bet the one, or you could raise it. You could make Jack bet even more. You're just betting the one? You're calling him? Okay.
Okay, the pot is 445.
Okay, now you turn your cards over, and let's see who has the best hand.
Let's see who has what.
Holy moly, look at Henry's hand.
I'm cooked.
You are cooked, baby.
What did Henry have?
Oh, yeah. No, wait. Oh, Henry just has a king high. Oh, wait. 9, 10, Jack Creek. Oh, Henry's on a straight.
Henry's got a straight. Way to go, Henry.
That's an amazing hand.
Wow.
It's a very high straight. It's a king high straight.
Wow. Good job, Henry.
Jack, I don't think you could beat this unless you've cheated. And you're too nice a
unless
kid to
unless
he
has five of a kind.
That's why I bet one.
Oh, yeah. You were
four
smart.
Four of a kind.
Yeah. You were smart.
All right. Henry's up four.
Well played. Okay, well, Henry.
Way to go, Henry.
Henry, you might play a poker the rest of your life and never see a hand that good. That might be it. You might have peaked.
Perfectly played. He exchanged two cards, and he got exactly what he needed.
Hey, Henry, why didn't you bet more?
Good question.
I didn't. I don't know.
Well, he knew you'd probably fold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Henry pulled a natural king high straight. On his first poker hand. He'll play the rest of his life and not see a hand that good.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you used up all, Henry.
Well played,
used up,
Henry.
Used up a lot of your luck, Henry.
I think it was that mnemonic device.
Never, wait, just stop kidding
just
around.
Stop just quit. Just quit kidding around.
Just quit kidding around.
Never stop quitting around.
Never stop never just starting.
Yeah.
Just
around. Quit kidding around.
Just stop
okay.
it.
Okay, you guys ready for another round?
Yeah.
Okay, and anytime you need help, a listener will help you, okay?
Yay.
Okay. If you want to tutor my grandsons, 201-209-9368. Here's five cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This time, I think Jack officially dealt. So, Henry, it's your bid. Henry,
oh, you guys have to ante up. You have to put one.
Oh, everyone put one in.
One record in the center.
Okay. Oh, you did good. Oh, Jack just gave me a big thumbs up.
But we know that he always bluffs because that's what you taught him to do.
Okay, Henry, it's your bet. Henry, if you pulled another natural king high straight, I'll just fall off this chair.
That I want to see.
Okay. Okay, Henry is betting one. You could bet one, two, or three.
Actually.
Uh-oh, wait, hold on. He's looking at his cards.
Wait, I want to bet three.
Hold on, wait, it's not your bet yet. Let's see what Henry does.
I'm going to put down two.
Henry, okay, hold on.
Henry, how
you
much
bet.
Are you betting?
First you bet, and then you put down cards.
Do I have to bet?
No, you
no,
can just say check. I check means I'm not going to bet.
I'm not going to bet.
Okay, Jack, you can check or you can bet.
Bet.
How many are you betting? Three. Jack is betting three.
Whoa.
Henry, if you want new cards, you have to put in three. That's what it'll cost you. That's the price. That's the price to stay in this hand. Or you can fold, and your brother will win. It's three chips in the middle, or your brother wins. These are big moments in your life. No one can decide this for but yourself. Something's a man.
Can I get help?
Yeah.
Yes, you can call for help. Yes. Okay. Hi, this is my son, Henry. Who is this?
Hi, this is... Rebecca and Harry in Los Angeles.
Oh, great. Hi, Rebecca and Harry. This is my grandson, Henry, and he has to decide whether or not to see this big, big bet of three chips. Go ahead, Henry. Ask for help.
My cards are two sixes, a king, a three, and a four. What should I do?
What's the game?
Five-card draw.
Five-card draw.
Oh, it's poker.
It's poker.
Two sixes. A five and
two
a
two sixes,
what?
A king, and a three and a four.
No, Henry. No, no.
No, 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 no.
Ditch it.
Nope. And look up, and are you old enough to use Google?
No one's using
okay,
Google.
Well, then someone should explain to him what pot committed means.
Okay, someone has to explain.
Time.
Someone has to explain
and
that to
not
me.
Do it.
Explain it to me first. Do you know that phrase, Ken? Pot
no,
committed?
I do not, no.
Okay.
Really, it's a poker thing. It's when you've already put so much money in the hand.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you know your hand is going to lose, you stay in because you are committed to the pot.
Right.
Because you've spent so much money, you can't get out.
Big
but
mistake.
That's how you lose
right.
Yeah.
Money. So this
Henry,
is an example. Henry, this
no,
is
no,
an example
Harry,
of.
We all know it is.
Remember
bluff.
What I was talking
right.
about with Parrot?
Well, yeah, but he could bluff.
He could bluff.
Well,
why you want to try to bluff?
He can't bluff anymore.
Well, why not?
Saying, you guys are different people. I'm not paying attention.
He can't bluff anymore because he just told Jack what he has.
So I've been doing
this.
That's
what I said. So no, get out of it and win when you got something, dude.
Yeah.
Okay. So
but I would
advice.
Say okay.
Good
so you're
advice.
Folding.
Thank you.
So that they're advising you to fold. Yeah. Is that what you want to do?
Four, yeah.
Okay, that means that Jack will win the hand. He will take this pot. Okay, Jack, you win.
And what do you got, Jack?
He doesn't have to tell you.
But he can if he wants to.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell. Oh, there you go.
I had a pair of kings.
A pair of kings. Wow, that's a great, great hand, Jack. You played that perfectly.
Henry, that was very wise of you to get out.
Why? He would have gotten a third six, maybe.
Yeah,
he had a pair.
Very unlikely.
Well, now we know the phrase pot committed.
See, this
means
is
you
where
have
the,
so much invested,
this
you
is where
can't
the
get out.
Pair of jacks or better comes in.
It's kind of like listeners that have bet like $365 a marathon.
Uh-huh.
No matter how bad the shows are, no matter how bad the music is, they're pot committed, right? They've paid that much money.
You mean
they've pledged that much money?
You mean no matter how bad the music is?
Yeah.
They're going to keep listening.
Yeah, they're committed to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you're playing poker.
Or no matter how bad your jokes are, they'll stay tuned in.
Yeah, they'll stay tuned.
Kind of like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
I see.
Look, people have been listening for 40 minutes tonight. They're pot committed. They're not tuning out now.
No, hell no.
No.
Heck no.
They've all come right. This far with us.
Everybody,
okay.
Everybody ante up.
Okay, who anteed that up?
Me.
Okay, so Jack, you have to ante up.
Henry is on top of the game.
Okay, Jack, this is our hand. This is good. Oh, my God, a pair of kings. You played that beautifully. You knew that was a good hand, didn't you? Oh, my God. Well
yeah,
done.
Pair of kings is a pretty good hand.
Okay. So is a pair of sixes.
For five-card draw.
Okay. Here we go. Ready? This time it is Henry's deal. Jack, you're up first. Jack, you're going to bet 0, 1, 2, or 3. Okay.
Or,
you're looking
or 5.
At you're, okay. Or 5.
He could bet 5.
You could bet. Oh. Henry is bluffing. Henry is pretending he's got a great hand.
I'm getting 0.
Okay, he's checking. Henry, what is your bet? 1. Jack, if you want to...
3.
He's betting
he
3.
He just bet 3.
He's betting 4.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a big bet.
That's 4.
Okay,
to stay
Jack.
In.
Jack, do you feel lucky?
I don't want to bet anything 0.
Tell me why. What do you have? Do you want to take a call and some advice?
Okay, yep.
Okay, we need...
Call me. Someone.
Someone. Anyone, really. Anyone.
201-209-9368. Jack needs advice. Henry's acting like he has a really excellent hand. He just bet 4, and they haven't even drawn yet.
And Jack just put out the 7-second delay call. Someone call me, please. Isn't that what you and I? That's our prayer, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah.
Every week.
It is.
201-209-9368. My grandson needs a little guidance. Okay, Ken, let's put him on the phone. Hey, guys, say thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Call to come.
Well, they're coming in, baby. Just assume they're coming in. Hi. Hi, this is my grandson, Jack. Who is this?
It's Terry.
Hey, Terry. Hey, say Jack, say hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Say, tell Terry you hope you find employment soon. Terry's been out of work.
Oh.
Terry's having a tough
time.
Yeah,
good idea to insult the tutor. Great idea.
No, he's saying, I hope you find work soon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope you find work soon.
Yeah, thank you. Okay,
thank you.
Terry, Jack, how much can you tell Terry without tipping your hand, without telling him everything?
Okay, well, I'm going to, exchange some cards.
You can exchange 1, 2, or 3 cards.
3, so.
Okay, so tell Terry what you're holding, and he'll advise you.
Okay, so I have an ace, a 7, a queen, a jack, and a 5. Should I exchange any cards? Or should I keep my cards? Because Henry is saying that he has a pretty good hand.
Henry just bet 4. Maximum bet is 5.
What would you advise, Terry?
So it's an ace and a queen that's high?
Yeah.
Yes, he has an ace and a queen.
And he only can take 3.
But
so
it'll cost him.
I was going to tell him is that there's a term called house money, and so you're playing with house money. So you want to try to win, but I would stay in the game and see what they have, and I would take 3 cards to see how it plays out.
So Terry's saying because it's grandpa's money, you should feel a little. You have to put 4 in to stay in. Okay, here comes 4 chips.
All right, thank you, caller.
Okay,
Terry.
So 4 chips. This is now a real pot. This is now real money, Ken.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack is taking 3 cards. How many cards do you want, Henry?
I'll have 2.
Okay, give me two cards. We're exchanging. Henry's exchanging. Okay, these are your three new cards.
Wait, where are my other cards?
Here, no, I took them. So these are your new cards.
These are my old cards.
Okay. Okay, now you
That's
have...
It's always a good sign when Henry only draws two.
I know.
I have three.
Okay. Henry's keeping three cards. Jack has three new cards.
Okay,
Henry
guys,
has three new...
You guys get to bet again?
I exchanged the wrong cards.
Oh,
Dang
hold
it.
On. Here, hold on. No, you didn't.
No,
here.
No.
Here you go. Give me the three that you meant to exchange.
What the heck's going on here?
He put the wrong three cards down.
Cheater.
Yeah, yeah,
cheater.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is a missed deal.
No,
missed
we're cheating.
Deal.
Hey, let us cheat.
Missed deal.
What's wrong with cheating a little bit? We're not cheating much.
No, this is a missed deal.
No.
Everybody gets everything
No,
back.
Let him exchange. Look, he just... No, your guy has a huge hand, Ken. You want this to work, Ken. Believe me. Here, give me the three cards that you meant to change in. Or that you meant to hold. Or you meant to change in. It doesn't, yeah. Ken, you're in good shape, believe me.
I meant to do two.
Okay, two. There's two. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
The whole world is watching. The whole world is watching.
Oh, I'd love to win this now.
The whole world is watching.
I'd love to win this.
Okay,
just
I'll put one in.
Okay, one. Okay. It's
and
your
Henry,
bet.
Henry,
it's your
if
bet,
you have,
Henry.
If you, have a, you can bet more than one, and then you force.
I'll bet one.
Okay, one. Okay, now we're going to turn over our cards. Henry, what are you looking at? Oh, a pair of aces. He has a pair of aces.
Not bad.
I had a pair of jacks.
Oh, and a pair of jacks. Oh, my God.
Henry wins again.
Clash of the Titans.
Despite the fact that Jack and Pops were cheating.
But we'll have to cheat better and more often.
Yeah. Way to go, Henry. Look at Henry's pile.
Jack, I am destroying you.
Jack and I, oh, my God, yeah, they're comparing piles now. They're comparing piles of 45 records. Well... Jack and I will have to learn to cheat more deftly.
Yeah, we need some fast rounds now.
Okay. No, we're not really cheating. We don't need to cheat. This is our hand. Do you want to lift the limits now?
Sure.
Okay.
10.
Yeah, you can bet up to 10 records.
10. You can bet up to 10 this time. Okay. If you have a good hand, you can go crazy.
That'll be basically all my records.
Yeah.
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 So after that, I might get...
Henry
See, house money doesn't really apply when we're talking about twins because it's really all about bragging rights.
Yeah.
It's really all about who wins.
Who gets the top bunk tonight.
What about your money?
Yeah. You guys share a bunk bed in your room?
Yes.
Oh, who has the top bunk bed?
Was this when you were going to do your public service announcement about compulsive gambling?
Yeah.
Gambling addictions?
Yeah, you know.
Do you know anybody who has a gambling addiction, Pops?
Well, I did know Norm MacDonald, who had a great quote.
Yeah.
Gambling is a disease, he used to say, but it's the only disease where you could win big money.
Good old Norm.
Yeah, it makes me miss him. Okay, here we go, guys. Okay, I'm going to deal five cards. One, two. This is it. You could bet up to 10 now. Jack, this is our hand. Jack, bluff the pants off him. Jack, pretend it's...
Hey, Henry, make sure you got five cards there. I'm not so sure.
You
that
each
Pops,
have roughly.
Pops gave you five cards.
I got five cards.
Okay. And everybody ante up.
Oh, look, Jack is signaling how great a hand he is.
Everybody ante.
Okay, let's ante up. Put one chip in the middle. Okay, now they've anteed up. I forget whose deal it was. Henry, I think it's your. You go first. No, first you bet. You can say zero, one, two, or three, or all the way up to 10.
I'll bet zero.
Okay, Jack, you respond. You can try to scare him out.
He's betting zero?
Yes. So think about it. Look at your hand. Oh, here it comes. How many are you betting, buddy? One. There's one chip going in. It's one chip to you, Henry. You can fold, which means Jack would win. Okay, he's going to see your one. Okay, now we're going. Now we're getting new cards. Henry, how many cards do you want? You're taking only one? Whoa, baby. That is intimidating.
Wow.
Jack, how many cards do you want? Only one? Okay, these guys are sitting on something special.
Wait, actually, two.
Okay, he's taking two new cards. Clash of the Titans. Okay.
Wait, actually, let's go.
Oh, yeah, let's go, says Jack. Let's go, says Jack.
Wait, I put down the wrong card.
Oh, how familiar does that sound?
Well,
yeah. Well, I wait. Let's hear Uncle Ken rationalize this one. Go ahead, Ken.
despite my objections,
yes,
you,
go ahead.
You did it. You yes. did it for Jack, so you have to do it for Henry.
That's how you do it. Well done, Kat. You can rationalize anything. It's almost like a superpower. Okay, which card is this? Which card was yours? Point to a card you want. Go ahead.
But that's Jack.
That's double dipping. Oh, here's the card you gave me. Okay, go ahead. Hand in a different card. Oh, my God. You'd be shot. You'd be shot dead in any Western town. in any year pre-1910.
Remember when you and I played poker in Atlantic City? And you
How'd we do?
You won a hand.
Yeah, exactly.
But you were joking around so much that they fired our dealer.
Exactly.
And then they fired our pit boss.
Yes.
And then they followed us around.
Little something called style.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to cheat in Vegas to be kicked out of a casino. That's the lesson we learned. Okay. Whose bet was it? Oh, I think, Jack, you're up first. Jack, you can bet 0, 1, 2, all the way up to 10. Oh, look at this hand he's holding. Oh, baby, he's going for it. That's 4. Henry, if you don't bet 4, Jack will win this pot. 1, you got to bet at least 4. 2, here it comes. 3, 4. Now you can raise him.
Ooh, it's a pretty big pot.
That is a big pot. You can raise him. You can bet more if you're confident.
Yeah, if you think he's bluffing, Henry, then you can, like,
do you think he's bluffing? Or do you want to take a... I want
to put down 4.
You want to put down 4? Okay. Do you want help, or do you want to really just do it yourself?
No, I'm doing it myself.
Okay, so Jack, he's called you. Now you have to show him what you have. Watch this, Ken. This is what you called. What do you got, Jack?
Oh, wait, I show?
Yeah, you show.
I had a pair of aces.
Pair of aces. Well done, brother.
What's Henry got?
What do you got? Oh, he didn't have
a... Henry has a pair of tens.
8, 9, 10.
Wait, he has 2, 8, 9... Oh, let's see if a pair of aces is better. Where's Ken's little mnemonic device? Let's see. Ken, I'm going to read your mnemonic device, and we'll see where aces come. I think you'll find aces comes pretty near the end of this.
Yeah.
Just Go quit ahead. Kidding around.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm not
that would
kidding.
Be A for ace. So aces are
better.
So now this is my favorite part. Watch this. Now you guys compare piles. Come on.
No, they're about even.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Who's winning?
They're even. Down. No, mine's bigger.
Henry's winning by a little bit.
Oh, this is it.
Just like two.
Okay, like Jack, this is our hand, buddy. You guys are doing great. Hey, if you want to tutor Henry or Jack, call us. 201-209-9368. They'll tell you what they're holding, and you can advise them on their next move.
You don't have to tell them exactly what you're holding.
Jack.
You could,
Jack,
say,
take a call, and then lie to the caller. Tell the caller you have an amazing hand. Just lie about what you're holding. It'll scare Henry out. Henry will be eavesdropping.
Well, now Henry knows your whole strategy.
Oh, damn. Okay, you guys ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, you can bet up to 10.
Everybody ante up.
Annie up. You want to put Annie up? You want to put 3 in now? You want to raise the stakes?
Sure.
Okay, everybody Annie 3.
Everybody ante 3.
Okay, this is it.
We have to ante 3.
Yeah, yep. Put 3 in, yeah.
Because this might be the last game.
Yeah, okay, here we go, guys. I can't remember who went first. 3, 4. You each have 5 cards. 5. Okay, these guys need a little help. 201-209-9368. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And Jack, when you ask for help, bluff. Okay, you understand. Okay.
Hey, caller, we're going to hang on the line until we need some help, okay?
Jack, it's your bet. You want to ask the caller? Tell the caller what you have, but lie. Jack, tell the caller what you have. Caller, what's your name?
My name is John Z.
John Z. John Z, I want you to meet my grandson, Jack.
Nice to meet you, Jack. I'm also the younger of a set of twins.
Okay, how many minutes separate you and your brother?
1 minute.
1 minute.
Oh, you missed a lot in that 1 minute.
Hardly enough time for Mr. Frosty to get to the neighborhood. Okay, Jack, it's your turn. Do you want to ask Jonesy for some help?
All right. I need some help.
No, you don't have to tell him what you have, but you can say, is your hand good, bad, or great?
My hand is good.
Okay, so how much should he bet with a good hand, Jonesy?
It's a good hand. I would do above 1, maybe 2 or 3.
Good advice.
Get confident.
Yeah, that shows a little confidence.
Okay, I'm betting 3. Thanks for the advice.
Okay.
Thanks, John Z.
Okay. Henry, It's three to you. You can bet three. You can raise it to bet more, or you can fold, and your brother will win the pot.
Or you could ask for some advice.
Or you could ask for some advice.
Is this the last round?
I think it is going to have to be the last round.
Yeah, this will be the last round.
I'm not going to fold.
Okay, so you have to bet three to stay in.
Because I'm going to ask for advice.
Okay, you're going to ask for advice.
We need advice. 201-209-9368. And this is for Henry, who's winning.
And Henry, you can tell the caller if you have a bad hand, a medium hand, or a great hand. 201-209-9368.
And if you have three kings, I would say you should mention that fact.
Or you could lie and say you have three kings. Well, no one's calling. You want to just ask Uncle Ken for advice?
No, we have time. Somebody call 201-209-9368.
No, we only have eight listeners, and they've all called.
Oh, why don't you do your public service announcement about compulsive gambling and what it is?
Yeah, nothing better. There's nothing more gratifying.
A debilitating problem.
Yeah, there's nothing more gratifying than developing a gambling problem.
And the martingale method.
The highs are as high as you can get, and the lows are surprisingly not very low. There's really no downside to compulsive gambling. No downside that I could think of.
So you
201-209-9368.
You want to see Jack and Henry grow up to become compulsive gamblers?
They could do a lot worse. Okay, no one's calling. Oh, here we go. Okay, Henry, here's a caller. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Alex.
Hey, Alex, say hi to Henry, my grandson.
Hello. Hey, what's up, Henry?
Henry needs a little help. So I don't know how.
I have a medium hand. I don't want to tell them because my brother's right here.
Right. Medium.
What should I do?
Okay, and
my brother said he had a great hand.
The bet is three.
I believe he said good hand.
Yeah.
I think he said good and he meant okay. So if you've got a medium hand, I would bet at least five or seven.
Okay, five or seven. That's the advice. What do you think? One, two.
Thanks, Alex.
Here it comes. Three. I wonder when it's going to stop. Four, five. Okay, so it's two to you. Jack, if you want to stay in, you have to bet two more. If you don't bet two more, your brother wins. Okay, two more. There it is. Now, how many cards do you want, Henry? How many new cards?
I'm fine.
Okay.
You guys stay close to the microphones.
Okay. How many new cards are you getting?
Oh, the tension.
Just one?
The tension is thick at this table.
Henry's getting one new card. Jack, how many do you want? You're also taking one? Oh,
whoa.
My gosh. I'm very...
I wonder if they're both going for a straight.
Jack's fishing for an inside straight.
We didn't even tell him what a flush was.
Okay, hold on. Jack is... I've never seen Jack this happy. Jack, press your advantage. You've got him on the ropes. How many are you going to bet?
Ten.
There it is. This
oh
is
my
it.
God.
This is the big pot. Okay, three. How many bet? Okay, Henry, this is it. For almost literally all the chips, Henry, it's 10... Or you're folding. It's 10. You're putting it in?
You might as well put it in.
Yeah, it's Uncle Ken's money.
This is for all the bananas.
Count them out. Count them out. One, two, three.
That's two.
Okay, four. Okay, three. Keep going. Count faster. Four, five, six. Seven, eight.
Seven.
Oh, I'm so curious now. Eight. This is it. What a big, big pot.
Wow, that's
the biggest pile.
Huge
okay,
pot.
Let's turn him over. He saw you. Okay, Jack, what do you got? Okay.
He has no pairs.
No. Wait, he has a pair of threes.
Oh, well, I have a pair of kings and a pair of queens.
A pair of threes. Two pairs. That's how you do it. Thank you, Jack. Unbelievable. And this whole big pot is yours.
You
oh, my God.
Now?
Look at that. Yeah.
Now?
Yeah, you want to compare piles now, Henry? Look at Jack's face. Jack, you look like Ken after the marathon when he just won a lot of money and he knows he's going to be able to take his family on
vacation.
Henry,
you played the better game.
You guys did great.
You can stand up straight.
You did get lucky. Two pair, two big pair.
That's crazy. Well, I got whatever the thing was called that I got at the start.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right. You got the best hand of the night.
You had the best hand of the night.
The best hand of the night to Henry.
But you know who the real winners were? Our listeners out there. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Jack
and
Henry.
You guys both did great.
You guys both did great. You want to say hi to your mom and dad?
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hi,
Mom and
Dad. Hi, friends. Hi.
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 And
thank you, callers.
And thank you, callers. You already spoke to all our listeners because we have nine listeners and they all called. So, so you already said hi. You can say goodbye to them.
Goodbye.
You can say
Thanks
goodbye.
For helping us.
You can say goodbye by name. You could say goodbye, Alex.
Do you remember?
Goodbye, Alex.
Goodbye, Zachary.
There was a Johnsy.
Goodbye, Johnsy.
Johnsy.
Yeah.
Bye.
Goodbye, Terry.
Terry.
We got to get more listeners.
And goodbye, the other guy.
Yeah, the other guy.
The other guy. All right. Bye. Sorry.
Great job. Okay, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thanks to our newsletter editor, Jeremiah. And thanks to the president of 7 Second Delay, Pam. Will we be back next week? I believe we will.
Yeah, you can't shake me loose now.
All right.
Because I'm pot committed. I'm 32 years in.
Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
You guys are great.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
would have them do unto you. They said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But if they treat me dirty, I'm gonna treat them dirty too. If you love the life you live and you satisfied, if you love the life you live and you satisfied, may it be fast or slow, live it until you die. Well, let's play it cool. Let's live by the golden rule. Yes, let's play it cool. Let's live by the golden rule. Just don't be no fool. Use what you learn in school. Hey.